A short poem about world peace and growing all the way up. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. Harriet Tubman. Strength does not come from physical capacity. It comes from an indomitable will. Mahatma Gandhi. It is probably possible to comprehend how the world works and sort the causes and effects and build a little tree. Imagine you are from Mars and you just got here. And there are problems. Human rights violations, corruption, and the concept of money that get completely messed up. This is probably easier than building a tree of life. It won't take a century or two. It will take a decade and a half. Test your theory. Make sure the results are reproducible. And invite your friends for sweet black tea. Build a small think tank and a large charity, and try to fix it all. You won't be able to fight the bullies, not because they are untouchable, but because the act of fighting spawns even more bullies. One of the industries you will be studying will without a doubt show you how that works. A wise being can't engage the evil directly, but she can prevent it from existing. And what a power that is. One of the greatest pillars of prevention that you can drive into time is access to narrated books written by beloved and great beings. And the greatest idea you can share is that we are each meant to become a great being by means of knowledge and wisdom. Imagine what a massive intellectual strength that represents, especially to someone who's been intellectually neutered by nationalism and sickened by indoctrination. As humanity grows, we must all aim towards world peace and unity. And part of that is preventing wars from occurring. When the war begins and the soldiers are sent in, it is our fault, our failure as one human family to create real schools and provide real education. Don't get mad at soldiers. They have no choice. It is our failure that makes war happen. And our power, the power of prevention, is far greater than all the armed forces put together. War is an effect, a symptom, and the root cause is our failure to prevent it from happening. The internet connects the world in part to erase the borders, for us to learn that we are one family. Fragile and failed states have great difficulty preventing information from crossing the border. Sometimes all it takes is a balloon, or a book, or poetry. But in order for prevention to become an active force in our world, we cannot allow ourselves to live under the control of fear rooted in poverty, be it of wallet or poverty of our mind. Until the world is at peace, you can't have a career that does little to contribute to that aim. Sitting in front of a computer monitor, pushing virtual buttons, waiting for that carrot and stick of a raise to tell you how great you are, does no one any good. Neither poverty of wallet or mind, nor broken concepts of money, should serve as a noose around our necks. I know. I understand it. You didn't have a life manual. You did your best, and it really was hard work. But you went in the wrong direction. Your legacy has to, in some part, contribute to pushing away from war and pulling towards world peace. The direction you were meant to move was up, not forward. You didn't have a life manual to go forward. You needed up to develop a better vision of the world. It is hard for all of us, but that just means we need to become tougher, wiser, more intelligent, read more, listen to more narrated books, ask more, and spend some more time with great beings. Conquering something that is hard is good for you. It helps you grow up faster. Besides, you won't find financial security in sectors where you can be replaced by multiple younger employees that will never speak back and can be replaced with even less effort if they ever cause trouble. Profit maximization is what companies do. You won't be allowed to make enough money to satisfy you, because that figure will represent multiple employees that will do your job cheaper and faster, and as a bonus, your boss will get a bonus. Running your own company is the only financial security you will ever find. Plus, you will get to look after your senior employees and make sure that they make enough to satisfy them. Figure out a format for a company that can stand the test of time, build it, and point it at making the world a more peaceful place. Actually, do no evil, for real. You'll find yourself in need of understanding how the world works. But that advice is at the top of this poem. Honest wars become justified because of the evil that begins occurring in the streets. Because someone has to step in there and put an end to human rights violations. The human rights violations must be prevented from occurring, and that will prevent the conflict from developing into a war. Prevention is all we got. Once we face the enemy, it is far too late for peace. Ask yourself about your knowledge, wisdom, content of character, and legacy. Ask your elder self about their regrets and consider how lasting your contributions to humankind. That's the manual you wished you had. That is the answer to where to go next, to then what, and a considerable portion of the answer to the question of the meaning of your life.